What's News, I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal in New York. In a moment, we'll talk with Wall Street Journal reporter Arian Campo Flores. He's in Florida tracking Hurricane Michael, a major storm hitting the state's panhandle region. First, these news headlines. Michael made landfall Wednesday afternoon near Mexico Beach, Florida, as a Category 4 hurricane, with winds of 155 miles per hour. Michael is the strongest storm on record to hit the Florida panhandle. For the latest updates on this hurricane, click on our website, WSJ.com. We're also tracking the financial markets, which fell sharply Wednesday. Fast-rising bond yields and signs of inflation further spooked investors that profit margins could narrow, sparking one of the heaviest sell-offs of the year among shares of fast-growing companies that have benefited from a decade of near-zero interest rates. Shares of technology companies in the S&P 500 tumbled Wednesday in what is shaping up to be the sector's most bruising month in over 3 years. Other bastions of growth stocks in the markets, including the consumer discretionary and communication sectors, also fell sharply. FBI Director Christopher Wray said Wednesday that the Bureau's background investigation into sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh had been limited in scope, but he added that it was consistent with previous such checks. Testifying before a Senate committee, Mr. Wray distinguished a background check conducted by the FBI from a criminal inquiry and said that the Bureau's only authority to investigate Justice Kavanaugh came at the direction of the White House. The FBI conducted a routine initial background check of Justice Kavanaugh after he was nominated in July for the Supreme Court. The background check was reopened after Christine Blasey Ford came forward on September 16th to allege that Justice Kavanaugh had sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers, which he categorically denied. Justice Department antitrust enforcers conditionally cleared CVS Health's purchase of Aetna. It came after the companies took steps to ease regulators' concerns, moving the nearly $70 billion deal a major step closer. The Wall Street Journal had earlier reported that federal antitrust officials were preparing to give the deal a green light, but the overlap in the two companies' Medicare drug businesses had to be addressed. Aetna late September announced it planned to sell its Medicare drug business to WellCare Health Plans. In announcing its approval, the Justice Department said that the WellCare deal would fully resolve the department's competition concerns. The merger, which brings together the giant drugstore chain and pharmacy benefit manager with the number three health insurer, needs some state approvals to complete the deal. Still ahead, we'll talk about Hurricane Michael with the Wall Street Journal's Arian Campo Flores. Hurricane Michael is a massive storm, one that weather forecasters are calling unprecedented for the Florida Panhandle region. And it comes after Hurricane Florence devastated North and South Carolina last month with extreme winds and flooding. Let's get some details about the strength of Hurricane Michael, as well as how people have prepared for the storm, from the Wall Street Journal's Arian Campo Flores, who joins us via Skype. Arian, first of all, where are you?
I am in Tallahassee, in the state capital of Florida, which is in the projected path of Michael.
From what I've heard, Michael developed into a major hurricane very quickly.
Yeah, that's quite a contrast to what Florida went through last year with Hurricane Irma, which took a long time to make its way to the state and gave residents and officials plenty of time to prepare for it. This one escalated very rapidly, just in a matter of a few days, going from a tropical depression to a Category 4 storm. And so the concern among some officials in the state is that some residents and localities have not had sufficient time to get prepared or to evacuate if that's what they think is best.
How many counties in the Florida Panhandle were issued evacuation orders?
So there were 22 counties in Florida that got evacuation orders, and that covered roughly 375,000 residents.
Now, based on what you've seen and heard, have residents heeded the warnings to leave the area?
I think it's a mixed bag. The most vulnerable, most exposed areas, I think, have most of the people there have cleared out and have heeded the warnings. But there are always holdouts, and there are always people who insist on staying in their homes, either because they feel like they're secure there or they have become sort of numbed to previous rounds of evacuations that proved not to be necessary. So that's a big concern for officials, because obviously those folks will be cut off from emergency services if they can't reach them.
Now, when we think of Florida, obviously, we think of the beaches. Talk about the affected area in the panhandle. It's obviously low-lying and thus vulnerable to a big storm like this, right?
Yes, it is an area that has low-lying coastal communities, and also the waters off of the coast are shallow. And so there is really no place for that water to go as it gets pushed by a hurricane other than inland, which is why the flooding projections are as high as 14 feet in some areas. It is an area that has beachfront tourist spots with hotels and high-rises. There are fishing villages. The area of Apalachicola is a big spot for that. There are also areas of state parks and nature reserves. So it's kind of a mixed geography.
Now, you mentioned 14 feet. As is the case with many big hurricanes, the storm surge is a big worry, isn't it?
Absolutely. As has been repeatedly pointed out by the head of the National Hurricane Center, as much as half or more of fatalities associated with these types of storms do come from storm surge. It is sometimes easier to weather the wind effects of a storm than it is the surge, because that water is just inescapable.
What is Hurricane Michael's projected track, and how much rain could the affected areas get?
Some areas could get a foot of rain, and this is falling on some regions that are already quite saturated, which creates a problem because that water can't be absorbed as easily, and you have more flooding and the loosening of earth so the trees can collapse. As for the path, it is projected to go over the Florida Panhandle into Georgia, still as a hurricane, and then into the Carolinas, which, as you noted, were very hard hit by Hurricane Florence last month. So that's another big concern, because that area is still recovering and it's about to get doused again.
So the projected path is basically the Florida Panhandle into Alabama, into Georgia, and up into the Carolinas.
Absolutely.
Ariane, this storm is happening fairly late in the season. What's the read on that from climate scientists?
It's actually not considered to be late in the season. This is actually peak hurricane season. September and October are the busiest months, so it's actually like right in the peak period.
And considering Florida's history with very expensive storms, what is the financial impact projected to be?
Early estimates for the damage of Hurricane Michael are that it could reach $13.4 billion in reconstruction cost value, and that 57,000 homes could be at risk from storm surge damage.
Wall Street Journal reporter Ariane Campo-Flores joining us from Tallahassee, Florida. Thanks, Ariane.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal.